Welcome to Corazont Technologies, home of the Digital Executive Podcast.
Welcome to the Digital Executive. Today's guest is Matt Spoke. Matt Spoke is the founder and CEO of Moves, a social finance product for independent gig workers across the U.S. Matt founded the company on a belief that the gig economy isn't working for its workers, and by building a product that solves their systematic financial challenges, millions of independent gig workers can come together to improve and own the future of the gig economy. Founded in August 2020, Moves has rapidly grown to become one of the leading financial products for gig workers in the United States, with members across all 50 states, with over 15 supported gig platforms. As CEO of Moves, Matt spearheads the mission of the company and inspires a team of 35 world-class designers, engineers, product managers, and growth marketers to build a better gig economy for its workers.
Well, good afternoon, Matt. Welcome to the show.
It's good to be here, Brian.
Awesome. Glad to have you today. We're excited about having you on the show. You know, we've talked to people all over the world, but what's exciting again is I get to start the day off with doing another podcast. So I appreciate it. And so, Matt, we're going to jump right into these questions. You've got quite the career in finance as a director, board member, serial entrepreneur, and now the founder and CEO of Moves. Could you share with our audience the secret to your career growth and what inspires you?
It has been, I'd say, a pretty scattered career. Although you say it's in finance, I mean, I started as a CPA working at a big accounting firm. I knew I always sort of had a knack for finance and accounting and numbers, but definitely did not see myself being, you know, sitting at a desk in a large accounting firm for the rest of my career. I think early on when I was younger, it was a matter of proving to myself that I could do something that I wasn't educated to do. And the startup world always had this appeal, but it always sort of scared me from taking the first step because there was this massive risk factor. Is, you know, am I good enough? There's this imposter syndrome that sort of comes over you. But, you know, with nothing to risk at 26, 27 years old, when I first got started, the inspiration has been to constantly prove myself that I can go to the next level. I mean, more recently, I think I continue to push myself for my family. I have a son. I want to do big things to show him that he can do big things. So, you know, there's a lot of internal motivation that keeps me going from that perspective.
That's awesome. And again, sharing your story, your inspiration, and being a good example to others, including your son, is really something that we need to hear more about. So thank you again. And Matt, let's talk about the pandemic a little bit, right? Starting to lift, we hope, but we don't know what's going on. But either way, what are your plans for business growth going forward? And will it be any different than during the lockdown? Like, what did you learn? What's the difference?
Well, in our business, the pandemic, I don't want to say was an opportunity, but it definitely highlighted the area of focus that we, you know, built our product for. So, you know, for a little bit of context, Moves specifically services gig workers who earn their primary living on apps like Uber and DoorDash and Amazon Flex and Instacart, you know, apps that I think a lot of us have become very accustomed to over the last year and a half, relying on these services as consumers as we were forced into lockdowns and pandemic restrictions. And so from that perspective, it actually really shone a light on the importance of solving problems for gig workers. So it was, you know, the stars sort of aligned from that perspective. When we started the business, it wasn't in anticipation of a pandemic happening, but it definitely, you know, exacerbated the problems, or at least the narrative around the problems facing gig workers on a daily basis. From a team, you know, business perspective, we've gone through the same challenges everybody has. You know, we started working all together in an office in a single city. We've gotten used to working remotely and asynchronously across multiple cities and over Zoom and remotely. I suspect that we're going to see that slowly revert back to some hybrid version of normal. I mean, this coming month, we are getting the team together for the first time. So we're doing an offsite with the entire team. For most of us, it'll be the first time that we meet all of our colleagues at the same time. I think everybody's really looking forward to that. There's a level of energy and creativity that I don't think you can replicate without having sort of human to human interaction in person, you know, getting in a room together and just talking about ideas. And so I'm really excited about what that'll lead to, because it's something that we haven't experienced in a long time.
That's great. And again, everybody's got a unique perspective around the pandemic and, of course, what we're doing today as far as getting back to work. And I like to hear, of course, everybody's story on what they're doing. So thank you. And Matt, this is where we kind of get into a little bit of tech here. Are you leveraging any new or emerging technologies within your tech stack today? And if not, maybe there's a cool tool or app that you found useful.
Yeah, no, there's a lot there. I'll try not to go too much into depth, but I'll say working in the financial services industry like we do, there's a combination of having to interact with or connect to legacy infrastructures and legacy systems. You know, under the hood of what we build is a bank, is traditional financial rails, payment rails. But there are some really, really good software products getting built that effectively modernize that that interaction. So we work with a great company called Unit. Unit is effectively a modern API that sits on top of banking infrastructure so that we can do things like open bank accounts and provide sort of a very modern spending and account experience for our users, even though, you know, under the hood is a pretty old and clunky legacy banking system. I'd say more on the cutting edge where we're excited about our product evolving is my background. I spent a lot of time working in the blockchain and cryptocurrency industry. And historically, it had always sort of struck me as being, you know, academically an interesting industry, but practically it was not really having an impact in real normal people's lives on a day-to-day basis. But there's some applications that we're particularly excited about. When we describe our business, we like to describe it as building a digital credit union for gig workers. And the one characteristic in there that is unique is that, you know, credit unions historically have this common member base that in many cases owned the underlying economics of the credit union. So you end up having sort of customers who double as owners or shareholders, for lack of a better term. And we're looking at the application of blockchain technology in that context. How do we make owners out of our customers? And we're really excited about that. I think it's a unique way to sort of apply that technology in an app and in a use case that is actually, you know, appealing to a modern real world person as opposed to somebody who's familiar with that niche industry. So really excited about what that's going to lead to in 2022, but we're just starting to scratch the surface of that.
That's awesome. And I love to talk a little bit about obviously technology, but you know, our platform, Corazon Technology, is also built on a blockchain. So we're excited about that, the whole use case for NFTs. And I think that's going to be the future for transactions. So I appreciate you sharing and your enthusiasm for it. So thank you. And Matt, last question here. Can you share something from your career experience that might be helpful for those looking to grow their career in either fintech or entrepreneurship?
Yeah, I think the biggest realization I have looking back is that all the hesitations and fears I had were unfounded. And you know, when you have perspective, I've been doing this now for about 7 years. And you know, when I say this, I mean being an entrepreneur and sort of living outside the normal structure of a traditional job and a 9-to-5 work environment. And what would have terrified me on day one seems sort of arbitrary and silly 7 years later. And so I'd say anybody who's considering entrepreneurship and fintech particularly, and you know, add blockchain and cryptocurrencies on top of that, I don't think there's ever a bad time to take that first step. And I don't think that you will regret it. I mean, the first step you take may not lead to ultimate success, but you will learn something about yourself. You will learn something about a new industry. You will be able to position yourself in a more marketable way. And so, I mean, this is what I say to everybody who's sort of considering either becoming an entrepreneur or joining a startup for the first time. There's absolutely no risk if you really think about it on a long enough time horizon. These days, this experience, whether or not your startup goes on to become successful, whether or not, you know, the role you take on, you know, is the long-term change in your career. These days, people are looking for experience in digital, in blockchain, in fintech. And so there's no, you know, it's sort of a win-win. You know, you take that first step, learn something about yourself, learn something about an industry. If it works out, great. If it doesn't, I think you've made yourself a significantly more marketable person. So, you know, from that perspective, I'd say like, just, you know, push yourself over the edge and take that first step if you're hesitating.
I love that, you know, and I've heard that many times before, is it's just about getting started, right? Go after it. And, you know, you're going to have to make adjustments along the way, but I appreciate the insights on that. So Matt, it was a pleasure having you on today, and I look forward to speaking with you real soon.
Thanks so much, Brian. This is great.
Bye for now.